I'd like to begin today in Psalms 103. Hallelujah. Psalms 103, beginning with the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I just thank you today for this opportunity to share this word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will touch others, Lord, as you have allowed it to touch my spirit this week, Lord, oh God. I just pray, Lord, that you would have your way. I pray that the Holy Spirit would be the speaker today, Lord. Father, bring forth only that which is the mind and the will of the Spirit today. And I just thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This scripture is not really my text, but I want to use this as a springboard into what God has put my heart and mind on. As we read through these scriptures, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Amen. Jesus is the Lord. The benefits that are available to us through the scriptures, through the blood of Jesus, and they come to us through the shed blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. And some of them benefits today are your healing and my healing. Hallelujah. Healing is a benefit of the atonement. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ went to the cross, paid the price, that you and I can be healed from whatever it is that the enemy would try to put upon us. He not only forgives us our sins, he heals us of all of our sins. He heals us of all of our discomforts. You know, it's not always just physical healing we need. Sometimes it's financial healing. Sometimes it's emotional healings. Whatever that healing is that you need today, we need to understand that the price was totally paid on the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the one that fulfills everything that you and I need today so that we can receive whatever it is that we have a need of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no matter how big or how small that need is, all Jesus is asking of you and I is to come to the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. Come to where that blood was shed. Come to where we can look up at that dying Savior and know that what he went through was for us because he loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't even imagine sometimes how great a love that someone must have to give their life for someone worthless as me. Hallelujah. You know, it's not just so matter that he gave his life. Look what he gave his life for. As we look at ourselves, as we see what we were, before Jesus Christ went to the cross, he gave himself for me. He brought me up out of that miry clay. I owe him everything. I owe him everything today because he paid a terrible price to have me where I am today. Let us go to John chapter 5. Hallelujah, Lord. And all my little papers are going to fall all over the place. That's what you get instead of typing them out. You go and read them in little notes. Hallelujah, Lord. John chapter 5. And we'll begin with the fifth verse. Hallelujah, Lord. And a certain man was there. We're talking here earlier in this chapter. We're talking about Jesus being at the pool of Bethesda. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath day. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. Love, no doubt, selected this man as being the most needy, the most miserable, the most helpless of all of those gathered around the pool. You have to see this picture. You're at a pool of water, and there's all kinds of sick people waiting at this pool for an angel to come down and stir the waters. You know, can you imagine what kind of fuss there was when the water stirred? Because only the first one into the pool received the healing. So I can imagine there was some pushing, some shoving, some stepping on, some crawling over. But here was a man who couldn't do that. He was a man that couldn't hardly get up. He couldn't even get up to go into the pool. So he sat there for 38 years. How many of us have been in that place for 38 years? How many of us have had a disease for 38 years? Some may have. Some deal with it forever and ever and ever. But here was a man. He vainly sought to get into the pool, but he was unable to. He depended on men to help him. And that's the problem with you and I today, with not necessarily us, but with a lot of church people today. They're depending depending on man for help, when they need to realize their only help is Jesus Christ. The only help you and I have today is Jesus Christ and Him crucified, because that's the only place that it can come from. When Jesus saw him lie there, it says, this is just like humanity. It's Jesus, before he came to earth, he saw all of us lying here in sin, decrepit, whatever we were. But when he looked at us, his love went out to us. His love looked down at each one of us. And when he looked at us, he says, "Rise. Rise out of what you're in. Get up on your feet and walk, because I have cleansed you. I have given you everything that you need. You are able to do it if you only trust in me today." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything Jesus did was not just for the person or persons that he was dealing with in the scriptures, but everything Jesus did throughout the scriptures that we'll read today was for you and I. Hallelujah. It was in the book. It's written in the book that you and I can see exactly how Jesus feels towards you and I, how Jesus wants you and I to know of his love, of the victory that he has given you and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to just rise up today, stand in the fullness of Jesus Christ, and go forth in victory. Hallelujah. Would you be made whole? Hallelujah. That's Jesus' cry to you and I today. Would you be made whole? His question to you and I. And what is our answer? "Well, Lord, I don't know if I'm good enough for you to make me whole. I don't know if I'm worthy." But that's not the point. When Jesus said, "Will you be made whole?" He's offering you the opportunity to rise up and be whole. and walk in the fullness of what he wants you to walk in. Hallelujah. It's the same thing for you and I today. He's saying the same thing to you and I. Would you be made whole? And when we hear that question come forth, we don't want to be like this man who says, "Sir, I have no man. I have no way. I can't get in there." Hallelujah. But we need to know that Jesus still wants to make us whole. Jesus looks at the man and he says, "Rise. Rise." Isn't that a word you want to hear today? Rise. Take up your bed and walk. Regardless of what we're going through today, Jesus wants you to know that trusting in him can bring you the very opportunity to rise, take up your bed, and walk. Hallelujah. And I know some of you are going through some terrible things today, but God, but Jesus Christ is here to tell you it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the one that can cause you to rise. I am the one that can cause you to take up that bed and walk. I am the one that can go with you from this day forward. Hallelujah. He said about Katana Bayandaya. You are released from that prison. Can you imagine this man? 38 years. 38 years. I wouldn't even think if he wanted to walk the legs, what could he do? He's been sitting or laying for 38 years. But the Bible says he rose. He rose. He picked up his bed. He picked up the bed that he had been laying on for 38 years, which was the beggar's bed, because he knew he wouldn't need it anymore. Because Jesus Christ was performing the miracle of healing. And so he picked it up. He was released from his prison. Even though everything was hopeless, everything seemed like it would never be okay, he picked up his bed and walked. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus speaks to the sinner today the same way. Not only to those that need healing, to those of you today that might be sinners or might not be right with God, might not be walking where God wants you to be, Jesus is saying, take up your bed. Get rid of that sin. Get rid of that thing in your life, because I'm here, ready, willing, and able to forgive you, to cleanse you, to walk with you, because that is what victory came from, the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, whether there's healing or no healing in our life, we need to trust God. Hallelujah. And sometimes the healing doesn't come right away because there's a test of our faith. You know, we can't just expect God to say, okay, yeah, Jesus paid for this at the cross, so I'm okay. Everything's going to be okay today. God is in control. And we need to allow God to have his way, his time. But we need to have faith to know that regardless of when God does it, he's going to do it. He's going to lift us up because he loves us. Hallelujah, he loves us. He wants us to come to a fuller, clearer walk with him. Many of us are suffering today. Many of us are walking not only physically, but with other problems in our heart and life today, because we haven't totally grasped the fullness of what Christ paid for on the cross. You know, a lot of times, and I know Pastor brings it out, we preach continually the message of the cross. The message of the cross. There is no other message. There is no other message, because everything comes through the cross. We can't go to religion and ask them to help us because they don't know how to help us. Hallelujah. Religion is way out there somewhere. They have no clue as to where they're at. But Jesus Christ and him crucified is the walk that we need to walk. He went there for us. And we need to accept what he has. Hallelujah. Failure to receiving does not always mean that we have a lack of faith. But sometimes, Sometimes God's teaching us something. Amen. And I know Pastor mentioned it Wednesday night, but I want to bring it up again that as Sister Mary came down here last Sunday, hallelujah, telling that God was dealing with her heart about something. Hallelujah. Maybe sometimes when we're not totally healed, when we think we should be, there's a tugging in our heart. God is wanting to straighten something out in our life. Or God is wanting you and I to come to the point to where we begin to understand what is there. I don't know why God does what he does. All I know is that God is God. And God is going to do what God is going to do. Hallelujah. And that's what a lot of the world loses track of. We got so many people out there running to this God, running to that God. All gods are the same. I'm sorry to say all gods aren't the same. I don't serve the God of Islam. I don't serve the God Allah. I don't serve Buddha. There's only one true God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's all I need. I need them in my heart and my life daily. Hallelujah. And there's no one else I need to pray to except Jesus Christ, because no one else can answer my prayers. Hallelujah. I'm to go to God the Father all the time through the name of Jesus, because it's his name with his blood that I can come to the throne room of grace today. And he will hear me. He will fulfill the need that is in my heart and life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Luke chapter 8. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they who were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng you and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, because she was hiding and trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Hallelujah. Here again, can you imagine? Jesus is walking down the streets, thronged by people. Thronged by people. I mean, it would be, he had more people around him than if President Obama was downtown. There's no doubt about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But here's a group of people, and she had purposed in her heart. Perhaps the Holy Spirit had told her that day, "You touch the hem of his garment, and you will be healed." So here she is, she's walking. Walking just like you and I sometimes. There seems to be so many in our way. But she's pushing. She's pushing her way into the crowd. And she gets down apparently probably on her hands and knees. And I would do that, but I might not get up. But here she is. She's down there. And she reaches up. And she touches the hem of his garment. The place of contact that she had purposed in her heart, where she would receive her healing. Hallelujah. She pressed in. Are we pressing in today? For her, there was no earthly remedy. The physicians had given up. And that may be the position some of you are in today. Physicians have said, "I can't do anymore. That's it." That's my cousin Betty in Michigan. I pray she's watching today. That's the diagnosis they've given her. "You got a year. We can't do anything for you. You have cancer in every organ of your body." But I'm here to tell you that God created every organ that's in that body. God created every organ that's in every one of you today. Brother Roger, God created that heart. And he can bring a miracle. Hallelujah. Sister May, God created that body that you're in, and that cancer can be totally gone. God is a miracle God. And there's Sister Mary downstairs. God created that body also. But it's up to God to do it, and God will do it in his time. In his time. Hallelujah. And I know what I went through today, this week, was nothing compared to you, but God was with me as I suffered with this skin cancer all week. But God brought victory. Hallelujah. God brought victory. It gets to a point to where you're itching. It's like you just got bugs crawling all over. You want to scratch, but you can't. But God always brought a relief. And today I can say that God has got me well on the way to recovery. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm going to continue to pray for this eye. Hallelujah. I don't know if God has stopped, if he's waiting for me, but I can't tell lately if there's a change. But I know that God created this eye. Hallelujah. And God can bring total sight back to this eye that had been lost for 7 or 8 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When she reached out, Jesus felt the touch. Jesus felt, you know, and Jesus is waiting to feel your touch today. Jesus is reaching out to feel how you reach out to touch him today. Touch the hem of his garment and be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we don't reach out enough. A lot of times we just want to give up. But I'm thankful for the faith that I see of those of you here that are facing these drastic things. Oh, each time I talk to you, you're still encouraged. You're still trusting God because you know that God can perform it. Hallelujah. You know that God loves you and that he will take care of you. I'm not going to read the scriptures, but in Mark chapter 10, blind Bartimaeus. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus. Here he is. He's sitting. I'll sit. I might need your help. But he's sitting there. And he hears a throng of people coming by. And all of a sudden he knows that it's Jesus. It's Jesus. He isn't quiet about it. Jesus! Thou Son of David! Hallelujah. Now everybody there is trying to keep him quiet. And he says, no, Jesus, thou Son of David. Hallelujah. Hey, I did it. And Jesus hears him. And he says, what will you have? My sight. My sight. I need my sight. I can't see. Hallelujah. What do you need today? What is on your heart? What is it you need from Jesus today? Hallelujah. As Jesus did for blind Bartimaeus, he says, receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah. Are we pressing in today? Are we crying out? Are we testifying to what Jesus is doing in our heart and life? You know, a lot of times we're in a situation we're in because we aren't a testimony for God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says you and I are to be living epistles. That means that when I walk in somewhere, they ought to know that I'm a preacher or that I'm a servant of God. They ought to know that Jesus Christ is a part of my life. Hallelujah. And that's the way God wants it from each and every one of us today. We ought to be willing and able to stand up and say, I am born again. I am a child of the living God today. Hallelujah. I don't care what anybody else says about it. You know, they can go into school and read their Quran. They can go in and have their prayer time. But you and I as Christians, we just sit back and let it all happen. Amen. God, it's time you and I rise up. And this is an election where we can rise up. We need to follow what God has and go where God wants you and I to go with this election. Hallelujah. I can't say who to vote for or what to do, but if you get into the Word, if you listen to what's being said, the Holy Spirit will guide you. Hallelujah. We need to vote. Hallelujah. Why did I throw that in? In Mark chapter 9, there's the dumb child. The man brings his dumb child to Jesus. And he says, your disciples couldn't cast the dumb spirit out of him. And Jesus was, what? How long can I be with you? Why couldn't you do it? But Jesus' words just said, he cast it out. And he says, this comes with prayer and fasting. The child was healed. Hallelujah. There is nothing that Christ can't do today. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. Who's the word? John tells us the word was in the beginning. The word was God. The word was with God. Jesus Christ is the word that God has sent into this world to raise us up, to bring us healing, to bring us victory, to bring us deliverance. I don't care what your need is today. It's available because of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to stand on that word. God wants us to know that healing means to be made whole. And Jesus is here today to make you and I whole, to lift us up, to strengthen us, to deliver us, to set our feet on the solid rock today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, even in the New Testament, even when Peter went walking by, the very shadow of Peter fell on some of those that were sick along the wayside because he had Jesus in him. Hallelujah. He had Jesus in him. Amen. Hallelujah. And they were healed. They took handkerchiefs off of Paul and took them out and took them to other people. And they were healed. Why? Because he had Jesus in them. And what I want to get at today is each and every one of you that are born again today, you have Jesus in you. Hallelujah. You have Jesus in you. You need to understand that you can have anyone pray for you and you can be healed. Hallelujah. As long as their faith agrees with what Jesus did at the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, when you and I pray for each other, we need to have like faith. We need to be able to stand up and say, I agree with you, brother. I agree with you, sister. And my faith binds with your faith to know and understand of assurance that Jesus Christ will perform that which we are asking for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been so good to me in my life. And I know the last time I ministered, I gave you my life testimony. How God has touched me through my life. How he's kept his hand upon me. Hallelujah. I should have been gone a long time ago. But God had something else for me to do. The thing we need to recognize that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. What he did when he walked here upon the earth, he will do today. Hallelujah. He will strengthen us. He will lift us up. Hallelujah. He said about Kandorabayandaya. Oh, hallelujah. I want to read some more scripture. I'm just going to read these scriptures just to try to build your faith today. Jesus went about all Galilee, Matthew 4, 23 and 24, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of diseases and all manner of sickness among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people who were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those who were lunatic, those who had the palsy, and he healed them. It didn't make any difference who they brought to Jesus. He healed them. It doesn't make any difference what your problem is today. He'll heal you. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 8. When the evening was come, they brought him many who were pressed with devils, possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Matthew chapter 14. And when the men of the place had knowledge of him, they went out and all the country and brought unto him all who were diseased and besought him that he might only touch the hem of his garment. As many as he touched were perfectly whole. How many of us are doing the same today? How many of us are going out and asking those who are sick to come to the place of healing? How many of us are saying, hey, I know a place where Jesus is. I know a place where you can come and get prayed for and get delivered, get salvation, and get healing. Hallelujah. Or are we scared to voice that to other people? Amen? Amen. Why? Because we're afraid that if we invite somebody here to get healed, we're going to look like a fool if they don't get healed. But that ain't up to me. If I invite somebody here for salvation, if I invite somebody here for healing, if I invite somebody here to hear about the cross of Jesus Christ, it's not my problem what happens. It's his. It's his. It's Jesus Christ and him crucified who will take care of it. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with James chapter 5, and if the musicians want to come forth. I want to read James chapter 5, and I'm going to read from the Expositor Bible with the comments. Hallelujah. I had it. No, I don't have it. Okay. James chapter 5. Beginning with the 13th verse. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Prayer is recommendation of the Holy Spirit concerning affliction. But how many Christians take advantage of this privilege? Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. In effect, refers to singing as a form of prayer, which is that if we sing songs that rightly glorify the Lord. Is any sick among you, emotional or physical? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith is simply of belief in what God has done for us. The Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are and prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And God was bringing that out to show you and I that all that Elijah was, he's no bigger person than you and I. God is in us just like he was in them. Now the scripture says, is any sick among you? But I'm not just going to call the sick. Those of you that want prayer today, whether it be for healing, encouragement, the Bible says, call for the elders of the church. We will anoint you with oil, and we will pray over the sick. And God says they will be set free. They can be forgiven. If your sickness today is lack of salvation, if your sickness is today that you know in your heart that you're not right with God, you know in your heart that you need to be down at this altar asking God for forgiveness, that can be healed today.